Broadway has slowly begun reopening, and David Byrne's smash musical American Utopia is one of the shows coming back. On September 17th, fans can hear newer songs like this one. Now everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna be alone. Yeah, everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna go back home. As well as old favorites from his band, Talking Heads. Gets back on stage, David Byrne will be joined by a merry band of barefoot musicians in sharp gray suits, instruments hanging off harnesses as they skip and march around the stage. Later this month, David and the show will receive a special Tony Award given to plays in undefinable categories, which seems apt. We first spoke with David Byrne about American Utopia in 2019 at WBUR's City Space, and as he heads back to Broadway, we bring you a portion again. American Utopia began as an album, then evolved during a world tour. The last stop before Broadway was Boston, where we sat down before a sold-out crowd at WBUR's City Space to find out, what is this marvelous thing? When did you know this thing that was an album was also going to be a stage show?
I knew right away. I thought, ooh, I can imagine this. I knew almost immediately that my dream was to have all the performers be untethered, be able to move about the stage. The kind of what a marching band would do, or a second line group in New Orleans, or something like that. From there, I realized there doesn't have to be anything on the stage. No instruments, no mic stands, no water bottles. No water bottles. The stage can be a desert. I thought, that's pretty exciting. That's what's there. It's not, that doesn't tell you why. I shouldn't have said that, because now...
Yeah, because I know you say you don't want to be asked, you know, what is the narrative? But what is the narrative?
it's not a narrative like a conventional play, let's say. It's an arc, a journey of the person, I guess it would be me. I mean, it starts off with me on stage, holding a brain, but it's a guy living inside his head, and he's holding it in his hand.
In another dimension, like the clothes that you wear, a mighty, mighty battle, sprouting illegal hair.
A fitness. I feel like in the middle, this is a person who is asking all these questions. How do I do this? What am I supposed to do? How is a person supposed to be?
That seems like a continuation of a theme.
Yeah, that's something that occurs in a lot of my songs, so I thought, that's handy. I mean, I have songs that express that. Gradually, it seems like that person finds a community, the band, that allows this person to kind of come out of themselves a bit.
Because you've said that of yourself.
Yes, I think it's very much about things that have happened to me and my changes I've gone through, but I think it's a common thing that a lot of people go through.
There's a wonderful video, and it's a line drawing of David, and the lips are moving, and he's singing the lyrics in this kind of pencil line drawing. And the first comment is, funny how this video is Talking Heads. And again, it's everybody's coming to my house, but what if it's into his beautiful house? He invites me in his house and then decides to burn it down. Next comment, protect David Byrne at all costs. I don't know why that's... And then the next comment, and you may find yourself in David Byrne's beautiful house. Which is just a reminder, what's with you in houses and homes?
I'm not sure. A house is... It's probably a kind of psychological, symbolic kind of thing. A house is maybe the soul or the self or something like that. I think chairs are people. It has a character like a person. It has legs and little arms.
Well, and you're observing this. And that reminds me of one of my favorite lines. We're only tourists in this life, only tourists. But the view is nice.
Well, thank you.
You know, many have said of you that you seem to have this detached air and you're observing everything. I mean, one of the comments about that song is like, I just love David Byrne. He seems to just look around and names things that he sees. You know? But when you do, it's as if you're startled by it, like seeing it for the first time, it feels. And others have said, you know, he's an alien, and that's why. And are amazed to find out that family from Scotland went to Canada, and then at 8 you went to Maryland, grew up in Maryland?
Yes, yeah.
That doesn't feel right to me. I mean, it...
Seems like the wrong trip? Or wrong way to go?
No, it's just like alien felt, you know, more something other... Otherworldly.
Oh, it seems too ordinary.
Well, Maryland, we love Maryland, but it just, you feel at times otherworldly. Do you feel that way, that sometimes you're watching us all?
Not just us all, it includes me. Mm-hmm. I'm sometimes observing myself. And, well, I'm just asking, look at what I'm doing. Why am I doing that? Or should I be doing what these other people are doing? Maybe it's coming from another country and being plopped in, and you go, okay, now I got to figure out, how am I supposed to behave?
Yeah. Do I understand that when you started voting, you just went and voted and had no idea that you were not registered to vote or not? By the way,
that story got around fast.
But that makes you really the only voter fraud, I think, that anyone's ever found.
Yes, here it is. There is voter fraud.
But you have registered since.
Yes,
well,
I have.
And that, I don't know if this is even tender, but what Tina Weymouth once said of you, she said, well, you know, he has Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I didn't know what that was then.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after some other friends had told me about the kind of the spectrum of Asperger's and autism, and I thought, I can see that. Certainly at an earlier point in my life, not so much now, there's a part where I felt very uncomfortable socially. So I thought, okay, yes, I can see that where I'll fit on that. I can identify with that.
It's the very functioning end of the autism spectrum.
Yeah, the very functional end. But socially, very uncomfortable. Probably the idea of observing and asking, like, am I supposed to do that? Is that the way, is that what people do? That probably goes along with it a little bit. Maybe kind of a sort of an intense focus on kind of the songwriting or the artwork that I was doing at the time, that kind of thing. Probably so it's, as other people have said, a little bit isn't the worst thing in the world. However we are, we don't know how to be another way. That's the way we are. You can't say, oh, I'm unhappy. I wish I was more like this happy, gregarious person. I figured I'm not. I'll make friends with a socially adept person, and they'll be the one that brings everyone in.
<That's a great line>.
Sounds very calculated, but it wasn't quite as much.
Well, Pauline Kael wrote, this is way early on, Byrne has a withdrawn, disembodied sci-fi quality. And though there's something unknowable and almost autistic about him, he makes autism fun. And I hope you know, I'm sure you do, what that means to the community with autism. They think that's the greatest thing they've ever heard. But when you say maybe you weren't happy and somebody else was, you are so cheerful because you also have the reason to be cheerful where you have decided to just curate good, happy news.
Yeah.
Part of this multi-platform, everything that you're doing right now. So tie them together, because I think I read you say that American Utopia is the musical component of the entire project that includes reasons to be cheerful.
That makes it sound like one grand plan, but there's a certain amount of truth to it. They both attempt to kind of present a world that's more positive and a world of possibility, as opposed to, oh, we're really screwed now.
Yeah.
Which is also true, but you have to kind of figure out, okay, how are we going to push against that?
David Byrne, thank you so much. American Utopia.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Part of our conversation with David Byrne in 2019 at WBUR City Space. For more on American Utopia's return to Broadway and David's reason to be cheerful sight, go to hearnow.org. Everybody sing.